Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you.
Visit nerdyshow.com/support to learn about our Patreon or give a one-time donation.
And if you'd like to open your own Ghostbusters role-playing franchise, head to gbrpg.com.
Well, we got the Death Druid in.
Now, is that in the mobile containment unit?
Yes, we put it in there. We were quick about that.
Okay, because you guys didn't go back. You guys didn't go back.
We
went straight.
We shoved them in there. Yeah,
yeah, we probably should go back considering there's one left.
Four in the containment grid at home, one in the mobile, one that's on the run, and the one that we're heading to.
Yeah.
But I'm still a little concerned about the fact that the demon from season one was in our containment grid, and he's not anymore.
Yeah.
That, so like that's
and still, you haven't seen him since either.
And we haven't seen him since either. So
That's Josh. He has another fang he can punch out.
So Briggs and LaForge are driving the Ecto-1, the Land Cruiser. Pool, Wall, and Nina are in the Ecto-2, I believe is the official designation, the van. and you're all on your way to Casadega. Who would be out front?
I guess we will be.
The Ecto-1's out front?
Yeah. The best foot forward.
Yeah. Is the Ecto-1 the best foot at this point?
It's more that I'm driving behind them because I don't know if they're going to crash and I need to.
And we never made that roof-mounted cannon like they had in Europe.
I mean, it's the thing that this thing's got heart. It's been through a lot and it's still going.
Well, sure. It had heart before we made it in Ecto.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah.
Now it's got some real character.
Yeah.
So I trust that we've all had caffeine, like lots of it. I think we need it at this point.
It is. I was going to bring up. It is seriously getting very late.
To mention everything that we've been through.
Everybody kind of looks like hell because of the sprinkler systems, slime, maybe even some blood, bones, animal crap. I mean,
scuba diving,
and in the
drowning almost.
Yeah, oh my everything. God. I mean, think of all the textures that you've touched.
Spiderwebs.
Yeah, spiderwebs.
I'm pretty sure Poole and I made it a point to like grab snacks while we were at the firehouse before we left.
Cheese crackers, Nutri-Grains and everything. It's been a very long night, and it's still not over. But you're on your way. It's kind of a drive, because it's like a good half hour if you're going top speed, you know?
Yeah, I want to call the firehouse and give Doug some work to do, since he's bored tonight. I'm just kidding.
He may be dead.
I'm terrified.
Nothing going on.
I am terrified at the firehouse.
You answer, I'll just say, it's just so good to hear your voice, buddy.
Pool, what do you need?
Oh, it's just so good to hear your voice, buddy. No, I have a couple chores for you. One, if we could send someone to try and find something to hold Ralph off for the night so that he doesn't get a little too ahead of himself with his hunger would be pretty ideal.
Is the Jim Carrey movie Once Bitten?
Yeah.
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 Just imagine you in a Ghostbusters outfit running up to a butcher shop and being like, fill it with pig's blood. Just do it.
I know this is a tall order. I know this is a tall order, but let's see if we can get just give it to Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll try and get Freeman to go to the hospital, maybe, or if there's a butcher shop open, we'll find something.
So, have you heard anything back from the International Ghostbusters?
Yeah, you asked me to look up the town that Ralph had mentioned. They say that, as far as they're concerned, nothing's out of the ordinary. Wiltshire is this town in England. That's where Stonehenge is.
Ah, okay. So that may tie back to our druidic...
The Druidin.
The Druidin and all of the stuff that we're looking at here. But thanks, Doug. You're doing great, buddy. Just grab a snack and...
Hopefully something with garlic.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the garlic chips
just
or something.
Give Ralph some space. Just give him his space.
All right. Call me if you need me.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. So with that, I'll say you exit off of I-4. and you find your way following GPS, you get onto Casadega Road. Very small housing developments, and it seems kind of quiet. Seems typical for this time of night. It's a very small town.
Can we have Nina with her the window down with your PKE?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
God damn.
26.
Yeah, you're definitely going in the right direction. I mean, you are getting a very serious signal. The thing is, the signal is very strong. It's also very large. You're not going to miss it. You're going to be driving straight into this thing, whatever this is. It's a there's no visual component to it, but it's like a dome of psychokinetic energy. It's very strong, and it's a large area.
Guys, there's a huge blanket of psychokinetic energy, like, everywhere around here.
Mm. I reach into my utility belt and pull out a 5-hour energy shot and pound that.
As you get closer, you start to see a lot of parked cars on the side of the street. And you start to hear a lot of voices in the air. You start to hear some music. And as you're going to have to slow down because you see people just walking through the street. It's a huge Halloween block party all through the streets of Casadega. There's, like, you know, paper lanterns everywhere. People barbecuing. There's, like, food trucks. There's a guy on every corner with a guitar. And it looks like it's a large, maybe college crowd as well, mixed
They're
with a lot of weirdos.
They're all playing Wonderwall.
Casadega, as you're pulling in, you start to see some of that, like the houses here close to downtown. There's right at the center intersection, that's the middle of downtown Casadega, which is a very small town, is the Casadega Hotel. It's a very large L-shaped two-story hotel. But around it, all these little houses, it almost looks like Key West kind of feeling. Like a lot of bright colors, like bright blue, bright green.
Pastels.
Yeah, a lot of pastels and like a lot of large porches. I mean, legitimately, some of the houses here look like you'd want to live there. It's really comfy, really cool, like a nice Floridian-style home. Looks like a very pleasant neighborhood, actually, but it's full of people just milling about, eating a lot of cool food, listening to music, dancing in the street.
Do you see children?
There might be a couple of kids, but it's mostly because it's so late.
Right, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, it's so late, so it mostly looks like a college crowd, and a lot of, you know, there's some older people there, too, and little people who clearly, they must be residents, because the way they're dressed, they're like, oh, they got to be psychic. there's no way.
The Astrovan, right? Can I, like, open the door while we come to, like, kind of a crawl as far as...
Yeah, you could start to make your way in, but I will say, as you were approaching and you're pulling into the crowd, people start to make way in part, and they start cheering. They're like, oh, Ghostbusters! They just, like, very happy to see everybody. They don't seem to really realize what danger is kind of happening.
I get on the radio, and I go, hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my goggles on.
Sure.
Yep. Mm.
Like, I ignore Briggs because I'm already ahead of him.
Thank you.
You literally got to, yeah.
Are you sure that's just a Halloween party, or is it also a couple of psychics actually noticing that there's psychokinetic energy for change, and are all like, oh my god, we have it now, we finally...
Guys, do we really want to bust? These guys are having a good time.
Yeah, I wish we'd gone here first.
I hope they're all good.
And it's Halloween.
28.
This looks legit. It's like everything you're seeing. It's also kind of bright, too. The description that Nina had with it, like a blanketing of the entire thing, if you were sort of like look up at the sky, you're getting the sense that you're under this kind of... Dome isn't the best word for it because it's a cloudy energy field.
It's not like hollow like a dome would be.
It is like a fog of war that you are swimming through.
Okay, yeah, so it is like a field, like it is vertical and...
Yes, but everything that you're seeing, the people, they're people. I mean, the lights they're around, they're all lights. Everything looks legit.
Do you think that we would move better on foot at this point?
I mean, the crowd is partying for you. They're happy to see you, but they're like, come on in, because it's like, holy shit, everyone, they're shouting, Ghostbusters are here. So, I mean, you guys don't come in lights blazing, do you?
But we don't a compass of where to go to from here.
No.
The big hotel is kind of the centerpiece of the town,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes.
That wouldn't be a bad place to start, I'd imagine. Let's kind of park there. And
it's quite literally on the corner of Main Street, Casadega. Yeah. So the parking lot of the hotel is full, but you can basically park in the street because everyone's just happy to see Ghostbusters because they all think you're the coolest. A lot of crosstalk with everybody just being happy, patting you on the back, and because you guys, you know, heroes. They're behaving normally. And,
now,
you know.
Is it common knowledge that we've saved the world twice?
Among people, like...
In Casadega?
Yeah, probably. Sweet. I'm sure they're ready to believe you guys.
Yeah, but they're also super stoked about Bigfoot.
I'd say it's common knowledge that you'd save the world twice, but some people just refuse to believe because, like, I didn't see that shit. It didn't happen, you know? I mean, because there's no evidence for a lot of people, for a lot of it, so.
Well, I want to go into the hotel.
Mm-hmm. I'll say before you, so if you're going to be getting out of the cars, everyone's kind of giving you your space. They're kind of, so at first everybody is really happy to see you, but yeah, after you step out and you're looking very serious, you got your equipment on and you're giving a very determined look. Everyone's kind of like, hey, well, you on the job? You know, what's going on? And they kind of give you some space. I will say a woman does approach. She introduces herself as Beverly Halstead. She welcomes you to Casadega. She just wants to say that she's the assistant VP of the Board of Trustees. And if you need anything, she's here to help. She's kind of happy you're here for their Halloween block party. But are you guys okay? Like, you kind of look to be in dire straits.
Yeah, so we've had a really long night and been all over Florida. But we got some readings from this area, but we haven't heard any calls or anything. So we figured we'd drive up and make sure everything's okay. Has anything happened that you're aware of?
No, but frankly, I'm not surprised you're getting readings here, because, I mean, we're all mediums and psychics.
Okay, but I'm talking about real things.
Yeah, listen, if you're a medium, we're a large.
I'm a small Josh.
No, you're a small Adam.
Oh, man, does that make me less than Particle Man?
Are we playing Booze on First?
But do you really say real things? Like,
he said it,
no.
Yeah.
No. I say, well, how about anything out of the ordinary?
She's, well, to be honest, this block party is actually very out of the ordinary. It took a lot of convincing for the Board of Trustees to allow this to happen. I mean, usually Halloween, we get a lot of vandals that come through and they don't really understand what we're about here. And they spray paint on houses and knock over headstones. And
you guys probably see that coming.
Well, no, we do know. And in fact, I mean, in years past, we've had, like, Volusia County Sheriff's Department cordoning off the town for the night, making sure no one comes in, because it got pretty bad a couple of years. But I was able to convince them that we need to sort of open our doors and show people that, you know, we're not, you know, I understand that we're kind of strange to people who don't really believe, but we want to show that we're friendly. We're people like everyone else. And
so you haven't seen any mutations or anything, like growing an extra arm to keep patting yourself on the back?
Yeah, do you? I mean, you gotta let me know if you really say these things. You gotta let me know.
Yeah, I'm in a hurry. Please move it.
She's like, no. She's very, like, bothered by that, but she's trying not to take it personally.
People have died tonight. Like, we need. They need to move.
They are very disconnected. They do not have any idea what's going on. Okay. Like,
yeah, that's fine. I would just need to impress to her that it's serious.
Who's in charge of the hotel? We need to talk to him.
I can take you into the hotel. It's open. They're doing readings in there now. Do you want to talk to someone?
Yeah, let's go there. That's great, actually.
Okay. If you want to enter the main lobby of the hotel, it's a nice sort of like 1920s style. It was because it was built then. There's a couple people running around, sort of like there's tables off to the side. People are doing readings for some of these college students, it looks like. And
I didn't think about it until this moment. I didn't realize how incensed I would be when I got here about all this bullshit. We're like, we've had the worst night of our lives. And now we got to, like, worry about not upsetting these guys when we are dealing with actual ghosts.
What are some of the things going on right now as part of this block party?
And she says they're doing palm readings, fortune telling. They can book a time with a medium to try and contact a loved one who's passed on. Maybe because we have so many people in the area, maybe someone's doing something they're not supposed to be. Maybe someone's bringing bad vibes in with them, but we haven't noticed anything. I'll ask around and get back to you, but in the meantime, please, I consider you guests of honor. Help yourself to any food. Just tell them that I'd cover the bill if you want to take from a food truck or some of the home cooking that we have, and you all look pretty famished, so please, make yourselves at home.
I was going to say I want to pat her on the back myself and say, hey, I'm sorry about that quip earlier. It's been a hard night.
Apology accepted, but it's not the worst I've ever heard.
Ooh.
Like, all right, has anyone showed up here recently I know you have a lot of people here, that somebody that's like a high tier psychic, somebody that is pushing something like far beyond you've ever seen or noticed at all? Because
she goes, well, when you put it that way, we have a young man who was related to one of our more talented mediums. That man passed away several years ago, but his son, he's sort of a bad apple, and he was shouting a whole bunch of things earlier today. He didn't like what we were doing a party, and he didn't like the respect that he thought he deserved. He never really could measure up to his father, and frankly, it was due to his attitude. He made a lot of threats and ran off. I haven't seen him since, and that was just before sundown. So If I had to guess, based on where he would previously throw tantrums, he's probably up at the cemetery, hanging out in the devil's chair, and probably having a beer and a cigarette, because that's what he usually does.
Maybe head for the cemetery.
We should head for the cemetery. I'm kind of curious to check this guy's home out. I know.
I'll just poke my head in and go, devil's chair? What's that about?
Don't get excited.
It's not as bad
as it sounds. It's really, that's just an unfortunate name for a chair that you would have in a cemetery if you were going to sit and mourn. But local legends all say that the devil himself will sit in there, and kids will come out and dare each other to sit in the chair at midnight. And if you leave a can of beer there closed and full by morning, it'll be empty. But
I can do that trick too.
Yeah,
it's not impressive.
But that's why, because like I said, we had problems with vandalism and college students coming in. I mean, that's our cemetery. Our loved ones are buried there, and they would maybe get drunk and do terrible things to the headstones. We didn't want that, so that's why we're doing this now, to kind of smooth things over.
You're trying to drift away from that whole aspect or approach to your lifestyle here.
And then as you can see, we have a lot of college students here from Stetson University, because it's only like 20 minutes away, and whenever they wanted to get a good scare, go down to Casadega at midnight. But it seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, it looks like it's going really well. Good job.
This guy, what's his name, and how did his father die?
His name is Virgil Barefoot. His father died of natural causes, as far as we know. I believe it was just a heart attack. But this is going back like maybe 10 years now. He was just a young man. He was maybe 12 to 15.
I was wondering, you said he was shouting threats. What kinds of threats was he shouting?
Just so that we'd be sorry for neglecting him, and we recognize his true power, and that he's the most powerful psychic. And look, there's spiritualists, and there's psychics and mediums. And the two don't always see eye to eye on the nature of things.
Or third eye to third eye.
Very well.
General misanthropy on behalf of this man.
He tended to be drawn towards the left-hand path a bit more, if you sort of catch my meaning. He wasn't a good Christian boy, let's just put it that way.
Right.
I bet there's a lot of that around here, though.
True, but I mean, I don't judge, even though I don't necessarily agree.
Hey, I'm not
agree.
Judging either.
but we tend to live either in harmony or at least tolerate one another,
right?
Because we live so close to each other.
So you do suffer a witch to live?
It's not my religion, but as long as they don't cause any trouble, I don't see any problem with it. But personally, as like a medium in training myself, I don't want to mess with anything that I consider magic, because to me, magic is against God. So anytime they want to mess with that, they claim it's good, but I don't necessarily believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We should go check out the cemetery and this devil's chair, and
I want to show her a ghost.
Speak
like
to
a real one. Like a real one.
Josh. Down. Heal.
Just next time you're in Orlando, come by the firehouse and we'll give you the same hospitality. You can meet our chef.
We'll cook you something great.
It makes the best cordon bleu.
All right, so what's the plan? You're gonna check out the cemetery?
Yeah. And hey, Briggs, good job. That was a good question.
Oh, thank you. I have a brain sometimes.
All right, she says, head up this street here. It's like less than a mile away. You just can't miss it. You're gonna take both cars? How do you want to do this?
Let's go up
People
there.
People are making way for us as we come through, so yeah. Why not?
I don't want kids to get drunk, open up the back, and be like, what's this equipment? Burp.
Oh, no.
Necromancy dream. Yes.
It's ruin a everyone's different night. Party suddenly.
Yeah. So taking both cars, same deal. I'll say you just sort of go down the road. It really isn't that far at all. You know you're coming across the corner of it, because you see the surrounding gate. It's about, you know, maybe I'd say 6 to 7 feet tall, so you can't really just hop over it very easy. But you follow the road around it, which leads to the main entrance. Normally the gates close at night, but you can see that someone has come in, and it looks like maybe they broke the chain that sort of keeps it closed, and it is open. So you're free to drive in if you want, but there's no lights out there. All you got is the headlights of the vehicles and any lights you take with you.
We have a bar light on these.
Yeah, you can. Right.
Turning that on, that will literally light the entire cemetery.
Sure.
So where is the devil's chair? Is it like near one of the larger like mausoleums or something?
I don't really think there's a mausoleum out there. But you start to drive up. When you reach the middle of the cemetery, you can see that on a hill there's like a tree near, like under this large tree, there's a little tiny walled off area, which if you looked on the phone, you could see like the devil's chair has a little tiny like brick like walled off area. You can kind of see a figure in there. He's wearing like a hooded robe. Looks like he has like a small sort of hobo campfire going, presiding over the chair. But the chair doesn't look like the chairs that you may have been familiar with online or in the pictures. It's a little larger than before. Mm. It's like it almost reminds you like Game of Thrones kind of a deal going on.
Still here. Made of brick?
It's hard to tell with it being so dark, but it's definitely larger than you were led to believe.
Okay.
I'd say you'd stopped as soon as you see this guy.
Right.
He's, you know, like off to the right of where you pulled in, but he's either ignoring you or he hasn't noticed you at all.
I turned the head of the car straight on it that said the lights on it so we could see.
Okay. And you want to like leave the lights on as you head up?
Yep.
His back is to you. He's clearly working on something. I'll say that you notice a light fog sort of covering the area around. Sort of reminds you when, like, you were fighting the Sexton and there's, like, the
open graves.
Well, it's hard to tell because of the fog covering certain things, but you're starting to think, like, something really weird is happening here. Like, it's sort of covering over where the graves are. Like, the path, like, the road, that's clean, but everything else, this is got looking precarious.
Two questions. Mm-hmm. Are there shovels or are there pots and pans in the area? If so, I leave.
No, you don't see any shovels or pots.
Can you leave
pans.
Anyway?
You just stay in the car. That's where in the car. That's where he's at his best. As you approach this guy, you're getting it's because it's still dark, but the headlights from the vehicle do help. You start to get a picture of this, and in fact, I think I have a picture. As you see this devil's chair, it looks like there are human bones from hands, like in the shape of hands, all over it, making like this fanning effect. Then they look gross and like decomposed. And if you didn't know any better, you'd think that he somehow got hands out of the ground from the cemetery and got all these people's severed hands and built this. And except it's huge and very imposing and gross and dark. And you are getting a bad feeling about all of this.
I just want to yell out, you know, hey kid, need a hand?
The way he laughed, I should have known. He knew, yeah. With that, he'll turn. This is a young man, seems to match the description that you'd heard. He looks very angry to see you. And he just says, this is a Ghostbuster. Whoop. All right, fine. You'll be the first to bear witness to my ascension to power.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to cease and desist any prayers, rituals, or summoning that you may be going through right now and come with us. We want to talk to you. Can I give him a convince? Convince him that I am super serial about him stopping his shit?
Sure.
14 and a ghost.
Versus what he rolled, which isn't a lot at all. Yeah. Because you took an adult, you took a big boy voice.
Yeah.
that's the thing. He's actually kind of caught off guard for a moment and is like, no, no, I'm going to show you. Like, you put the seed in his head, but he's trying to persevere through it, but it's not looking like it's going to take much to convince this guy to cut this thing out.
Josh, you're our resident.
No, you're
intimidated.
Not going to show us. You're going to come with us and end this.
I'm getting a little intimidated.
I've had it.
I'm going to yell at him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to, my proton pack, I'm just going to, like, give it a little.
Uh-huh.
You are screwing with things that are so dangerous. Kid, don't make me do this.
All right,
I'm gonna bluff.
Whoa.
20.
He's shook, but you have scared him.
All right, I say, hey, sexy, come with me.
No. What, Nina had a thing.
Yeah, I was about to basically do the same thing that Josh did, only with my slime blower, and it's like, don't make us do this.
He's looking very worried now. He's looking disappointed, like he really wanted to be a badass, but it's like probably not going to happen.
Well, but we could go from intimidate to tell us everything.
I walk up to him like, look, man, I get it. I'm the joke of the Ghostbusters.
What?
So
what is
just come with us. We're not going to hurt you. I mean, he might. Josh, he punches demons and knocks out their teeth. But just we just want to talk, man. Just come on.
Don't
give
don't,
me a cool if you're
going to
say
the
that.
Impact.
Briggs, I swear to God.
Damn it, why?
Why do you do this to us?
That
all
is a
the time.
Ghost. He rolled a ghost.
Oh, it's of course.
He picked up one die and dropped it, and it's a ghost.
When will you learn?
It's not a
when
one
will
day
you
chance?
Learn that your actions have consequences?
I was just going with the flow. I thought it was going to be okay.
When there's a good cop, bad cop technique, it doesn't mean a terrible cop. It just means bad.
I didn't want to be good cop, bad cop. I just was like, oh.
just
gave
just
him
bad
all his
being
confidence
oh,
back.
God.
Wall can help me count just so he knows that I'm not bluffing.
Oh my
so
god.
I see it from here.
Yeah, it's 15, God.
20. That's 20. 20. Versus your 0, which was a ghost eye.
Those hands are going to fly off of there and start hitting you like fucking E. Honda.
I'll just say, like, so he was shook, but then Briggs, you just blew it.
I mean, I didn't mean to do that. That was a mistake.
You didn't have to roll that. Are you sure you didn't?
I was told to roll it.
You were like, listen, I'm the joke of the Ghostbusters, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, this isn't a joke. Fuck you, man. And he's going to fall back into the chair. The hands that are on the chair open up to, like, welcome him. And as he sits down, they just layer on top of him, over his legs, over his chest. The devil's chair rises up from the ground, and it's on, like, just a hand made of hands. And he is free-roaming in a bone battle mech.
Oh my god.
I gotta say, it's a very handsome design.
Oh, God, that is just... Please. That is some Silent Hill stuff.
Oh, God, I just... I let rip with a boson dart. Fuck it. I'm over this. I've had it with this fucking knight and these druids and these ghosts and these people and their stupid rituals. I'm done!
It seems like the bones take the brunt of the explosion and he's just sort of inside. And as that happens, you see this like look of horror come over his face. Like maybe he's not the one who's controlling this. Like there's something serious happening here. It just starts marching forward on its digits. Just coming right for you like a big, big old face hugger.
Well, I'm going to boson dart him too.
Okay. Once again, you fire a boson. Dart hits like right center, basically like where his chest would be, but all these bone hands over him, it's like a suit of armor almost. And it seems to take damage, but the hand, this giant seat, just keeps on marching on forward.
We should take out the fingers.
Yeah, let's aim for some digits.
I'm going to aim for the digits, and I go, Nina, I hope slime works better than this. And I'm a boson dart. 28.
That's a great shot. You thread the needle. So your boson dart sails between the front two sort of, well, fingers, and it will blow up, like, right underneath it. And you see that it does rocket forward. It kind of makes it... It does stagger with that.
Based on my occult knowledge, would I know that it is bad if this kid dies?
Well, it's bad if anybody dies.
I mean, in terms of
the
ritual.
You mean, like, does he, like, suddenly level up?
Yeah.
And Druiden magic is kind of... Right. You know,
I say probably better risk not to kill this kid, even though I really don't care.
This is so foreign to you, you really don't know. Okay. I mean, so anyway, Nina?
Slime grenade.
Go for it.
Cool.
Throw it right at his face. It's Googly Wigglies.
He might start slipping like a spider on roller skates.
Slipping on the, maybe?
Like a spider on roller skates.
I saw it in Harry Potter.
9 and a ghost.
So I'll say you chuck the grenade. It'll go, like, in front of him, but since he's marching forward, he just stomps right over it, but the slime explodes. It goes through the gaps of the fingers. It definitely coats the inside, like where the palm, I guess, would be. It's going to stagger again. He's in very close proximity now, because he was just moving for you as a group. With the ghost eye, I'd say sort of a peripheral. You start to sense that there may be a bunch of people coming in from, like, the wooded areas.
Oh, good.
Like, people, or...
You're in the middle of a fight, so it's kind of hard to tell.
I kind of want to stay. I want to make a point of not getting off the road while we're like retreating, retreating towards the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of backpedaling.
Yeah,
while we're doing these moves. All right, so I'm going to pull out my pistol, and I'm going to try and plan my timing of my shot to right when I watch the weight go on like the index finger. 10, 20,
30, 40. Holy gosh.
Jesus.
I would say, okay, so it's marching for you. You see, time slows down for a moment. You see it put all of its weight on one in the index finger as it lifts up the other legs to go for it. And you're like, now's the chance. You hit this thing directly like on the lowest sort of knuckle right there and collapses like down onto that. And you see that really it's made up of just a lot of bones, like hand bones and stuff like that, and a lot of just rock and whatever was in the earth and maybe some of the bricks from the seat around it. The rest of it's just going to crumble. So it's down to like four fingers now. That index finger is gone at this point, let's just say, because it's not super strongly held together to begin with. Right. And with a hit like that, that's craziness. It's stunned, for lack of a better word,
cool.
This happened. So it's going to stop and it's advanced.
The hands are, like, holding him in place?
Yeah, like, all over. Like, they folded over him. They're, like, all over him now.
Okay, cool. I guess I shout, guys, cover me. I'm going in. And I draw my broadsword, and I run in.
All right, well, what's your goal?
Mike's going to kill him.
Well, I guess I
just slice his throat.
No. So I'm drawing the broadsword. I'm going to run in. I guess it would be a move to, while this thing is stunned, kind of like climb or like get up there.
Uh-huh.
So I can just try to pry this kid out.
Let's go with the moves on that.
15 and a ghost.
You know what they say when you play the Game of Thrones.
You either win
or you lose.
Or you die.
You don't win.
Yeah, you go running up and you sort of plant your boots on one of the digits that's firmly planted on the ground. You like reverse Excalibur. You plant the sword, I'd say maybe like on his back, you know, like in between the back of the chair and where he is. And you start trying to go to town, but you kind of forgot that this whole thing is covered in hands. And they're going to grab you. So they got you around the ankles. They got you, like, on the thigh. They got you, like, they're trying to, you know, they got you by the jumpsuit, kind of pulling you in. You still got, like, your arms a little bit to work with, but you're on for the ride now. In addition, there's a lot of spare hands that are kind of, well, bones, of, you know, hand bones are sort of lying around. Maybe didn't get to finishing just quite yet. They're going to kind of
tickling you.
No. Like on the ground, like okay. In the surrounding area. They're going to kind of start to pop up and start moving towards you like little bone spiders or a thing from Adam's family.
Oh, God.
With that, you will hear a familiar moan of a crowd of zombies.
Oh.
And that's what's coming in. And this guy, Virgil, who's in the chair, who's now seeing that you're not here to kill him. You're trying to get him out. And that the hands have not only grabbed you, but these zombies are shuffling out. He just starts to laugh, like, maniacally. You fools! Because he's all high on himself. He's like, where do you think I got the bones? And as you look, the zombies that are coming forward, a lot of them look like they're missing hands. Seems to be a good amount, and they are shuffling in.
So considering I have the axe, I want to run up and not do what Wall did. I'm just going to lop a finger off the thing.
Sure.
22.
You run up, you take a big swing, you lock one off, bam. Cool.
And it's just, I backpedal immediately.
Yeah, I'll say with that, the palm will sort of hit the ground because it's really not going to be able to go anywhere like it was planning to at this point.
I miss Betsy.
Well, Mike said, cover me. So, slime grenade, chuck it up, hopefully get it right between him and the dude. 18.
You can kind of arc it and time it, and it can, you know what, that I'll say it can land fairly in the lap.
Close your mouth.
But the way you time it, you time it in a way where it like it lands in his lap, starts to bounce off like it's going to hit the ground, but it just goes off like right in front of his feet, basically.
He goes, what's that? And Wall goes, oh, fuck.
I just go, hup.
Yeah, you take a deep breath, and you look away, and then...
I'm interested in the mix of emotions that would have. Because like, you're like, this didn't work out how I thought it would.
Yeah.
Now I'm stuck on this thing, and the hands are being resurrected. And oh my god, I'm part of the machine.
Yeah.
And then a slime grenade pops down, like...
To his side, yeah.
Is it relief? I mean, I don't know.
I'll say with the slime grenade going off, it gets all over this dude's face, and the hand will collapse boom, to the ground, just like the legs kick out. As it falls the few feet that it is to the ground and shakes everything loose, I would say Wall probably is going to take a tumble unless you want to try and stay on top of it.
You know what? That's fine. I don't want to be on this ride anymore.
Okay.
I want off. I want off Mr. Bones' wild ride.
Doot, doot.
Give me a ghost die roll just to see if there's any damage.
Excellent. Oh, excellent.
All right, now, I'd say you sort of land on your side. Your equipment's fine. You don't, because it's not that far of a fall. So
I take the sword with me?
I'd say, okay, fine. Just
okay,
you know.
Good.
And you don't land on it. That's the other important thing.
Yeah.
It impales Briggs.
This thing starts to break apart. You see hands kind of, because the slime is so thick on it, on the underside and on top, hands start to fall off. Not moving, but at the same time, zombies are still coming
so
in.
Yeah, so I was going to say.
Not an immediate threat yet.
At this point, even though it's, like, it's not my turn, but just as a free action, I'm going to say, I'm on zombie duty.
You've been waiting your entire life to say that.
Yeah, and I've been wanting to do that as well for a while. So.
Sweet. So me and Nina are in zombie duty. So we're going to turn and look at whatever's closest and try and...
So this kid, does it seem like we could yank him out now if we had to?
A better chance at that now, definitely.
All right. If combat is like in a weird position now, I'd like to try to muscle.
Which it is, yeah.
Okay,
you want to go for it.
I want to try to muscle him out of it.
Sure.
11.
As you get up there and you start to yank him because he doesn't want to get out.
Like, I need some help, guys.
Yeah.
I
would say you could definitely hear some of the bones cracking and you are making progress. You just haven't gotten him out of it yet.
Okay. I run up behind him and start
This thing is running out of steam real quick.
I'm more worried about the zombies.
Yeah.
Eight.
the two of you together, I would say with that, I'd say there's a good chance of you pulling them out. And the zombies are they're slow, mm-hmm. and the cemetery is fairly large, so there's time.
Do I see them yank this kid out of the chair as I'm getting up?
I would say yeah.
You're welcome. I loosened him out for you.
Loosen him up.
I think that when I shouted for help, I didn't ask somebody to give me a hand.
So I grabbed him.
Kid, I don't know why you wasted so much time building this. We're in Florida. We already got enough palm trees.
God,
we got
it.
All these in
damn
Florida.
It.
You're welcome.
I groan as I move towards zombies.
As these zombies are coming out of the woods and it's looking kind of serious, I'll say you hear the distant sounds like a truck, like a very large truck, and random gunfire, like pop, pop.
That's what happens when a bunch of zombies enter a graveyard in Florida.
Yes.
The rednecks have been riled.
Oh, yes.
They are on the prowl.
Because you see through the tree line and coming around, Briggs, what you see is a 1980 Chevy Silverado crew cab 4x4 on huge mud and wheels. There's an American flag planted in the back, flapping in the breeze.
So what he sees is standard pickup truck in Florida.
Yes.
And that crew cab would have been modified because those didn't exist until mid-2000s.
This thing comes hauling ass, and there's guys leaning out the window having a good old time, taking down zombies, running over a couple that are in the street, and they pull right into the cemetery, and they're just hooting and hollering, having a great time. You hear the guitar solo of Freebird going on, and it's all great fun.
These guys
times
are living my dream.
They almost don't even realize the Ghostbusters are here. They just sort of see another truck with bright lights on, you know? And they're just like, come on, you gotta get him in the head! And then just start shouting.
And then I look at them, I'm just like, at point, I'm just like, yeah.
So if everyone's gonna go into zombie battle mode,
yeah.
Just give me your baseline moves, and I'll tally up how many zombies you guys go through. Nina, Pool, and Wall go through at least 5. It's just like, bam, bam, one after another. Briggs goes through 4. You're going to go through 5 eventually, but they start dropping like flies. It's happening pretty quick. With LaForge, with Virgil on the ground, he's kind of crying. He's just like, he's not really putting up much of a fight.
Yeah. Who did you do this for? Where did you learn this?
I did it for me. I wanted to do this. I heard a voice in my head as a medium. That's what you do. I converse with the dead.
All right. I want you to tell me how this ritual started. What other components other than the hands were needed?
Well, the zombies showed up, and they were offering their hands up, so I took their hands, one by one, just one after another, and I had the picture in my head, and I put it together. Who the fuck cares? Just leave me alone.
I kind of want to ask the rednecks, have they been seeing zombies other places?
As, like, the gunfire dies down, and you see the last couple zombies sort of fall down, they'll hop out of the truck and be like, whew! You're just, like, exhausted. They had the adrenaline's wearing down, and they're kind of, you know, relaxed, and the song is ending and everything like that, and they get out, and they go, oh, shit, it's the Ghostbusters! And they come over. They're very excited to meet everybody, and there's 4 of them. You got Bill, you got Bobby, you got Richard, and you've got Dale, and they're all decked out like Redneck Rambo, ready for a night out. As they greet everybody, like, oh, the Ghostbusters, right? But as soon as they realize that Nina's there, they're just like, oh, ma'am. Like, apologize for cursing earlier.
They're like, you guys know this kid?
No.
All right.
We're from two towns over. We've been driving all night looking for this stuff.
Did you hear about it?
On the emergency radio. They just say everyone's got to stay indoors because there's monsters running around, and we thought, shit, we might as well just see what we can find, you know?
Wait, what towns, how far out have you been fighting monsters? And there's other monsters that implies there's more than zombies.
The more you talk, they came out, they heard there were monsters on the radio, so they're going to come out and check it out. If you want to really get into it, they're going to tell you, like, they haven't been fighting monsters all night. They've been looking for monsters all night, and they've been killing zombies for, like, maybe the past half hour.
Okay.
So there's party in Casadega. I think we're going to go check that out. You fellas want to get some grub? You want to join us?
It sounds like your scene.
For sure.
But first, I think we need to dismantle this hand and make sure we've solved this druidin issue. We're still missing our materia.
Well, I don't know what you just said, but we're going to be in town. So they're going to hop back in their truck. They're going to speed off and make tracks.
Just in case the hand has any tricks up its non-sleeve, I'm just going to cut its I'm going to cut its thumb off.
You're welcome. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to just cut the thumb off. That way it can't.
I'll give
like,
that to you. You don't need to roll for that. This whole thing falls apart and turns into a pile of bricks. But oozing out of a crack, maybe like in the center of the seat, is like a goopy, gelatinous kind of thing grouping together here. Looks like it's similar to the materia that you've been dealing with before, but it's kind of pinkish.
Is it grokking pretty good?
Is it grokking pretty good?
I don't know, maybe.
it grocks nothing. It has no brain.
but it's grok hands. Yeah.
But it's accumulating, and it's ready.
I got it. I walk over and I pick the thing up.
Ready, boys.
It's not. It when you go to pick it up, you hear like a kind of like a like it's out of energy kind of thing, and it's just like almost like gack. Remember gack?
Yes. Yeah.
It just kind of like settles in your hand. It doesn't really become rock hard or it doesn't really solidify like any of the others, but it's just kind of loose, sitting there. You can handle it. It's not like slime, like it's really drippy. It's just kind of clumped together.
Nothing comes out of it? Nothing?
Nah, it let out like a gasp of air.
Where's the actual druid in? This is a little weird.
Nina, do you want to check and see if readings have changed now that this guy is...
24.
As you pull it out, it's kind of making a noise after you kind of let it like readjust. It seems like it's clear. Like you kind of got a clear sky above you. You kind of got... you're not picking up much of a detection thing here. It seems like... The material that Wall is dealing with seems like it's got some, but it's not super strong. But you're not really detecting anything with it.
Something's wrong. Something's really wrong.
This is weird.
It's not right.
All right, as a kid, do I notice anything on him?
The closer you look at it, you're like, this is like made out of bed sheets and shit. Like, this kid's not... He doesn't know what he's doing.
Do you hear the voice now?
No, but whatever, man. Just, look, you're going to take me to jail or whatever?
Yeah, like, we are.
Kid, we need you to act as a medium, okay? You say you deserve respect.
Oh, yeah.
I could take you to jail. But the fact of the matter is we got bigger fish to fry. You want respect. You want to live up to your father's legacy. I need you to contact that spirit right now and tell me everything he knows or let me speak to him.
Fine, okay. He's going to sit up, you know, bow his head. He's going to close his eyes. It looks like he's really concentrating. He's like, I don't hear anything, all right? I'm trying, but I don't hear anything.
Can I point my rapier at his throat and be like, try harder?
You want to, is that a charm or an intimidate? If you want to go for it.
Either throat or crotch, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. I guess the difference, charm there, intimidate here.
I think it's both intimidate, really.
I think it really depends on
but
him.
You lose this or you lose this.
I'll allow it. I'm done with this.
He'll allow it, yes. Whatever. So if you really want to go for it, give me your cool.
Okay. Thought I had a better cool. Definitely not charm, sneak climb, or linguistics.
Still better off than Briggs.
Okay.
It's true, because I'm Fonzie.
Yeah, you jumped the shark several times there.
Nina.
14.
Nina.
God damn.
Nina.
Oh, that.
I gotta give you a brownie point.
Yeah! Oh my god.
Oh, shit.
That is,
Get hecked, son.
you had 14?
14, yeah.
Okay. He knows you mean business, and he's just like, okay. And he's gonna try really hard again.
That joke was so good, it took me a second to wake up to it. I know. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, yeah, wait.
It works on so many levels! he's gonna sit there, and he's gonna concentrate, and... you can't quite put your finger on it, but you sort of feel a mood shift happen in him. He seems deeply disturbed, like he's afraid of something that he's hearing. I don't know. This is different. It's different from before, and it's just telling me to go with you. It's just telling me to go with you and do whatever. I'm not hearing it. It's like a visual. I don't understand it. But that's what I'm seeing.
Fine.
All right, throw in the back of the van.
Done.
I won't make you roll for it.
You've got rope and the climbing kit.
Yeah, you know what?
We do.
I'll just use some of the climbing rope to bind his hands behind his back.
Good thinking.
Sure.
Thank you for bringing that, Josh. That was very handy.
Right.
Oh, let's get out of here.
I love it.
So what would you like to do?
Talk to Beverly.
Back in town?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also high five our redneck friends.
All right. What do you want to do with Virgil?
I do want to kind of get this kid out of this town.
I'll let you decide what you want to do with that, but as far as like you get back with Beverly and she sees you come back and says, we heard the gentleman who arrived in the truck said that there were zombies. Is Virgil okay? Has he been hurt? What's happened?
Yeah, but here's some goop. Like,
it solves every problem.
During this time, I'll say any one of you at random. Everyone just roll a ghost die real quick.
Oh, good.
It's not, you're not really, so Wall gotta go stay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I gotta go stay.
Okay, this isn't a bad thing. It's just that you receive a phone call from me, like on your phone.
Okay.
Wall receives a phone call from me. I just want to make sure that everything is okay. I say that we haven't received any more calls. No other real sightings as of yet. Mr. Book is still doing research, but he feels confident that he's onto something that is going to be game-changing. He's feeling really good about it, but I'm going to update you in a few more minutes. In the meantime, this is so late. I recommend that you guys take a rest. If you want to talk to people here to figure out something, go ahead. But otherwise, you haven't really eaten. You haven't showered. You haven't done anything. So take your time, what you need to do, and refuel. And when you get back, we'll see you then. So,
all right, I mean, I guess we don't have enough of another lead to...
No. I've had a hard night. What would I use to feel like, were we actually talking to Doug? Like, after we hang up, I'm going to call the firehouse.
Okay.
To talk to you.
Okay. Just give me a ghost eye roll. I don't answer. That was a ghost eye. I don't answer.
Okay. Guys, I don't know what's going on, but I got the worst feeling.
Bill, Bob, Richard, and Dale, they're hanging out. They want to high-five you guys. They want to high-five everybody. They're telling everybody about the cool shit they saw. They got plates in their hands, and they're
juggling
down.
Plates?
No, oh, they got plates, like styrofoam plates in their hands.
Your hand motion.
And they're
like,
chowing
what?
Down. You wouldn't even let me finish explaining.
Just the visual, it blew my mind.
They have plates in their hands. They're chowing down. There's like corn on the cob, pulled pork, pulled chicken, the whole nine yards. And they got water, iced tea, whatever. Everyone's having a grand old time. So they're just saying, hey, man, why don't we just relax and have some fun? And we'll figure out your monster problem later.
I'd rather figure out monster problem now. Right, meow.
I mean, everything had to be done in the entire period of Samhain, like the night, right? So,
but we still...
But is this everything?
No.
Like, we didn't bust that guy.
No, I know. We still...
Everyone's kind of being weird, whatever. Give me a standard brains.
10 and a ghost.
16.
13.
17 and a ghost.
18.
Briggs, actually, out of your sort of peripheral vision, you notice there's a light on up in the second floor of the hotel. Looks like in one of the rooms. But it's like a candle, and it looks like it might be trying to get your attention. And as you kind of are looking at it, everyone else, like Nina's got 17 just below it, you kind of notice that Briggs is looking at it. You start to notice it, too.
Mm. I'm making a plate of pulled pork.
I go, looky-loo.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's a light. Who ever seen that before?
I sort of elbow Josh, and I'm like, hey, up there. What do you think this is?
I don't know, man. I just got such a bad feeling.
I'm going to grab some, pulled pork or whatever the heck it is. I'm just going to put it on a plate, and I'm just going to start walking towards the hotel.
Sure.
With the intention to go upstairs and go check this out.
Sure. I'm with him.
So, all right.
And if there's nothing there, at least we can, I don't know, take showers or something.
I'm going to leave Virgil tied up in the back of that.
Yeah, he's not really going.
Can we let our redneck friend say, hey, guys, if he moves, don't let him.
Oh, he's like, oh, don't you worry about a thing. So moving
okay,
on.
I'm staying outside. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep, looking up to the window and everything. Mm-hmm. I got myself a plate of food, so I'm not going to be, starving. But I'll be munching and looking at stuff.
Sure.
All right, so I guess Nina and I are staying outside.
All right, and the three of you, Briggs, LaForge, and Wall are going upstairs?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So you head upstairs. You're pretty sure you found the room, and as you approach it, it's, towards the end of the hall because it was sort of on the corner of the building.
Right.
You notice it looks like there's some holes in the door. The closer you get, the more you think, these kind of look like bullet holes.
I'm going to do a quick PKE scan, just standing right outside the door.
Sure.
24.
The scan reveals a very faint something. Very, very faint.
Is it so dark in there that if I try to look in through the bullet holes, I don't see anything? It
looks like there's candles that have been lit. It looks like the bed may be pushed away from where it normally sits.
Breaching procedure?
Yeah, let's do it. I guess just everybody behind me. Actually, no. You two on one side, I'm going to kick it in.
Okay.
Somewhere downstairs I go...
I feel like I should be doing something.
Wait, can I try the handle a little bit just to see if it turns?
Yeah.
Very slowly?
Sure.
I'm going to try that.
Sure. It turns.
Okay.
As if it's open.
All right. So then I just push it open.
Okay.
And we go in.
Yeah. As this door creaks open, you see a young girl. Looks like she might be 11 or 12 years old. In the center of a salt circle.
I hate this.
I already don't like this. Yeah.
She's in the middle of a salt circle, and there's candles lit everywhere else, but she looks frightened out of her mind. And as she spins to the door to see you there, immediately a handgun comes up. Okay. And she is terrified for her life.
Don't move.
I say, hey, calm down. I can show you that I can cross the circle.
Slow.
Yeah. So I don't want to scuff the circle at all. So I'm going to slowly, I'll put my hands behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll approach it slowly. And then I will pick up one foot and place it as far as I can from her, but still inside of the circle.
Can you get me out of here?
Maybe. We don't know what's going on. Can you tell us a little bit?
I don't know where my mom is, and there's something wrong with everyone. I can see it, but no one else can see it. They'll lie. They'll say anything to get me to go with them. But I won't go outside, and they won't cross the circle.
All right, Briggs, you ate the food a little bit?
I ate the food, yeah.
I say, this is my friend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if he can cross the circle.
I'll say, Briggs, when you come in, this doesn't mean anything about this point, but give me a cool roll.
Oh, dear. Two.
Only a two. You get a sense that this girl is bad news.
Okay, what do you see?
It's something on their face. Eyes, ears, all over.
I would say, do you see that in any of us?
Not yet. You seem okay.
Looking back and forth to Wall and Briggs, like trying to see like who's going to make the move, there's a pouch around her neck, and she's going to clutch that. She's going to sort of lift it off of her chest, and she's holding it like next to the gun.
Come closer.
Okay, cool. Look, cool. Like, I try to step a little closer. I'm like, do you know who we are? Do you recognize these patches?
Yeah, Ghostbusters, but that doesn't mean anything right now.
Right.
Fair enough.
And, right. So she looks at Wall and's like,
you look okay.
And she's looking over at Briggs. She's like,
come closer.
I'm uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable.
All right, so I step a little closer.
Yeah. You feel worse.
You seem okay, but I can't be sure.
I go, Josh, I'm not feeling great. Like, I feel like there's something really wrong.
I saw him eat the food, and that is my suspicion. Hey, Briggs, can you step outside for a minute?
Yeah, I'll step
outside. Guard the door.
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to pop the radio,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say, so Nina, you ate the food as well?
Yes, I'm sort of munching on it.
And pool. And I'll say,
hey, guys, if you're eating the food, stop.
I literally dropped my plate into the grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Updates incoming.
Okay.
So I'm going to step away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Wall here is going to prove to you that he can cross the circle as well.
And same deal. Very gingerly put my foot
inside,
inside the circle.
Okay.
I say, we cool?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to run down. I'm like, we just went through a thing. We busted some ghosts. We're getting the feeling that things are weird here too.
So she's going to put the gun down. She's going to open up the pouch, and she's going to pour its contents into her hand, and it looks like diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
They're the size of the pips on a D6.
Okay.
Here, take these.
And she's going to hold one up, and she's going to put it in your hand, and she's going to take another one. She's going to give it to Wall.
I take it?
Yeah, and she's going to say,
if you're close enough, you'll be able to see what I can see.
Okay.
All right.
That's how I found out. Then I ran up here and made the salt circle.
Can you tell me about your mom?
She's a medium here. I couldn't find her after the party started. No one would help me. They tried to force me to eat the food, so I ran into the gift shop. They found me hiding in the crystal section, and that's when I could see the stuff on their face. I knew we sell stones that can heal people, so I grabbed as many as I could and ran up here.
Okay, do you trust us? Would you be willing to leave if we could protect you?
As long as you don't get that weird stuff on your face, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got a base level of trust here, I think.
Well, Wall, you've got goggles. Can you give her a peep?
Yeah, absolutely. Give her once over.
She looks completely normal.
All right.
Okay.
Scared, but completely normal.
We're gonna get you out of here.
Right. I'm Wall. This is LaForge. Who are you?
Rosa.
I think we're gonna take you out of this town. We can try to help with your mom soon. We have a lot of friends who are police officers, and they're going to come and help, okay? But for now, you should come with us. We're going to keep you safe.
They're not going to let you leave.
Okay. All right, I'm going to walkie to Nina, and I'll say,
hey, when we get out of here, we got to have a group meeting. So find a reason to excuse yourselves.
Sure.
Okay.
So you're going to meet up in the kitchen of the hotel?
Yeah, we'll go in the kitchen. I just want to find like a thing of Morton salt.
Okay.
I hang out.
That's fine. Okay, so I'm going to say Wall's going to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Go downstairs and meet them inside the lobby. We're going to go to the kitchen and get some salt.
Sure. And if you want to have your discussion then...
I don't go in the kitchen. I have my reasons. I have my reasons.
All right.
Is prudent. And I tell them, I was like, there's a little girl who gave me this. And I pull up a diamond in a way that only they can see.
Sure,
it,
sure.
Know?
It's very tiny.
And I'm like, she gave me this and said it would allow me to see what's wrong with everybody in this town and that they're not going to let us leave. She's hiding in a circle of salt and she's very scared and has a gun. I think she's telling the truth.
I think Virgil might have been a symptom of the problem here and not necessarily the problem.
Well, I think this confirms that.
Can she give us some leads? I mean, if maybe. She's a medium, then...
Yeah. Well, let's get some salt and let's go back upstairs.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
If you head back upstairs, she's still there. She sees that there's more of you and is,
I assume
you know,
I haven't
careful.
Left the room.
Yeah, you haven't left. Yeah, you're still there.
Did you see it?
Not yet, no.
You have to get outside and you have to get closer. Here.
She's going to hand you some more because there's more people here now.
Mm-hmm.
Go look and then you'll see.
Okay. All right. So everybody gets one?
Yeah. Everybody gets one and I guess we all go, Wall, why don't you stay with her since you've built up rapport with her?
Yeah.
I like that this is turning into a they live scenario.
I want to go... split off for them. I'm going to go talk to Beverly real quick.
You want to just find her outside?
Find her outside. Yeah. I'm not going to draw any sort of attention to myself. I'm just going to kind of...
You're like, real good at that.
Right. I'm really good at that. And then I'm just going to just casually talk to her.
Sure.
You're real good at that.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Especially with members of the opposite sex.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, Victoria's Secret girlfriend, guys. I mean, come on.
You make a fair point.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going through the crowd, you know, you spot her, you walk over, you do have the diamond on you. Is it in your hand or is it in your pocket? Like,
it's in my pocket. I don't want
to. That's fine.
I just
want to know. As you walk up, it's like, hey, Beverly. When she turns to look at you, she's behaving completely normal, but you can see her eyes are completely white and she's got a weird milky web of tenderly things on half of her face.
Oh.
It's startling. Give me a standard cool roll.
Yes.
Three.
She turns and it's like, oh, yes, Briggs. She looks at your name tag. And with this diamond in your pocket, you can see that the area of effect of this that you're seeing kind of has a slight green, almost like a lamp, like a lantern that you'd carry with you, like that's like omnidirectional a little bit. And as you step closer to her, it started to fade in that you could see the details. And if you sort of walk away, it would kind of disappear. With your roll of three, you just kind of stammer and you're like,
And I what
just
I,
like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I put my head on my thing and I go, and I was like, sorry, indigestion.
With a cool of three, it's not very convincing, but
that's not cool though.
No,
so
it's not
perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not cool.
It'll work.
Sure.
So I'm just like,
she goes, okay.
I ate too much.
You ate too much already.
Yeah, I'm a pig. What can I say?
Okay. Well, I mean, there's even more coming out later, but
that sounds fantastic.
You know, if you wanted to, I mean, if you want to stay the night, you're more than welcome to. You can drive back to Orlando in the morning.
You know, we might take you up on that offer.
You are not this cool right now. Yeah. You are very worried.
Okay, so I don't know. I gotta check with Josh and them. And I get punched a lot. And so there's this. Look, You got it.
You get punched like, is this pugilistic dementia?
Yeah. As you walk away, she thinks that poor man has suffered so much brain damage.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I felt my blood pressure going up.
And I'll say as you is anyone else outside at this point?
I wanted to do something sort of similar-ish. Not that similar.
What would you like to do?
I had the idea of basically walking up to the food table, to the people like handing out the food,
yeah.
And be like, hey, listen, I seem to have dropped my food earlier. Can I get some more? Just to get like just a sense of like how many people have this thing going on, you know, like, and I just want to see what comes out. I mean, you know, I'm not going to eat the food anyway, so.
So as you make your way over to the table, you have the diamond on you, I'm assuming, like, in your pocket or something.
Right.
The visions that Briggs experienced, you're seeing on everybody as you're walking by. People sort of squeezing by you, going one way or another. When you get to the table, there's two gentlemen behind the table. They just keep scooping stuff on plates as people are walking by. They got it on their face too. And it's all in different patterns and different clumps and different sizes. Some is way more intense than others. Some you can't even really see their face because it's just so covered in this weird white spider-like tendril.
Am I seeing that stuff on the food itself as well?
Well, he's like, oh, you did your whole thing of like, oh, I want the, you know, can I get another plate? They say, oh, sure, we got plenty. They're going to hand you another plate. And as you look at the plate, you see it looks like fine white hairs that sort of move like on it. Like very, they're very fine. And just like, and if you sort of look at it longer, it just sort of, they kind of grow a little bit and they kind of move a little bit. And you're not liking this at all. Everything is bad. As you move through, every person has got it. And I'll say, do you want to go check out your redneck buddies?
I guess I'll go out and do that. Mm-hmm. Since
everyone's doing their own.
Yeah. Yeah, we can sort of do that under the guise of bringing them more food.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll say, you head back to to the van where they got Virgil kept too.
I'm going
to
check on Virgil too.
Yeah. As you approach the van, you see that the redneck buddies, they got it on their face, but it's coming out of the corner of their mouths and crawling up the side of their face. Not nearly as intense as everyone else. And as you look at Virgil, Virgil's got some stuff on his face too.
Oh, those poor guys just actually did want to come party.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I pull the walkie and I say, looks like our redneck buddies are being infected currently, and maybe they weren't until they've been partaking in these party activities, or maybe the food itself is actually what's perpetuating it.
Okay, guys, I saw it in the food as well. It's all over. It's like little threads coming out of it.
How do you feel about sneaking off somewhere and putting your finger down your throat?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. So maybe, where's the source?
Let's get to the source.
Wall is with me, right?
I'm upstairs with Rosa.
Mm-hmm. And me.
You didn't eat any of the food.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Like, weird idea. Have them check the drinks in the beach kit, if it's in the food and in the drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, while you're out there, guys, can you check the beach kit, see if any of the food we have is automatically infected?
Okay, I do that.
I'll say while you're there, you go to the Ecto-1, you open the back, and you look at it. Looks fine.
Okay, I grab a Smirnoff because my stomach is already turning just from Nina describing what she saw in the food.
Uh-huh.
And I say, no problem, I'll be back. And I run into a bathroom.
So, and you want, a Smirnoff has to be the first real
exactly.
food that touches your lips?
Yeah. So
Pool's off going to go do that.
Yes.
So
are there like any woods in the woods nearby?
The bushes.
Yeah. You're gonna go sneak off.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll deal with that. Briggs, you head back to the hotel. And I'm assuming that you guys have filled him in on everything.
I'm back there.
Sure.
I go to puke in the bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep puking till I am almost dead.
So everybody, give me everyone who's puking, give me a basic muscles roll.
I only have a muscles of 1, so it's a 5.
Okay, that's all right.
10.
16 and a ghost.
John poops, too.
I'll say... no reason. He's puking so hard, he poops.
Oh,
he's
man.
He's so muscly.
No. I'll say Nina puts her fingers in her throat, and she coughs it up, and it's not pleasant, but she gets the job done. Adam, same deal.
I didn't eat that much.
Yeah, you didn't eat that. You didn't really eat that much. Adam ate a bit more, so it's tough, but he gets it up. Pool, you put your fingers in your mouth and you're coughing it up, but it's tough. But in the food, you see it's like a milky white, sort of like seaweed almost.
Does it get much easier to throw up after I see that?
After it's done, you're just like it's like whoa, a whole lot came out, and as you finished, and that's the last thing that comes out, it starts to move on its own inside the bowl. Trying to find an edge.
Nope. Flush.
Flush?
Boson dart. Come on.
Destroy the toilet.
I just point the slime blower in and and just fire a little bit of slime in.
Yeah, I'll say it lets out a little screech and it dissolves and it's gone.
So,
slime everyone.
Okay, so I walk upstairs to the rest of the Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We only have 2 slime blowers.
Sliming this whole town is going to take forever.
That's going to take a while.
So I say, Rosa, do you have the ability to find where this is coming from?
I don't know why it started, but I heard them say that all the food is cooked somewhere near the church. Then they bring it over here.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. Okay. I really do feel bad, but I think we're going to have to leave her here.
I think she's safe.
Before we go, I take one of my slime grenades. And I show her how to use it.
Oh,
good idea.
Yeah.
Like, Someone comes barreling down that hallway. Push this button and give it a good chuck. And then close your mouth. It's gross.
And we're going to boot Scoot Boogie over there.
Yeah, roll the church.
All right.
Okay, it's down the street. You got to go past a lot of people's houses. Some people chilling out on their porch, waving to you, very neighborly. They all got fucked up faces.
Oh, this is so freaky.
But you see the church up ahead. It's actually the Colby Memorial Temple. There's a lot of plaques and stuff around and telling you all about the history and whatnot. But it's all dark inside. Seems like you could walk right up to the front door if you want to head in.
Turn my light on?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Flash on.
All right. As soon as you step in, it's this open church. There's pews, and then there's like sort of wooden folding chairs like way up in the front. There's a couple steps that lead up to like an altar. It's sort of like a little stage area, and there's curtains that are drawn over it, so you can't really see further beyond like the foot of the stage. But it's pitch dark, and there's no lights on.
Okay.
Let's see if it's behind curtain number one.
Well, does Wall see anything?
He just sees this horrible.
I don't even know why you even roll anymore. Like,
I don't know. Just pick a number.
This is not your best one. Oh.
To see if he gets a ghost.
Seven. Oh, no. It's still a lot. That's still 30.
There is something behind that curtain.
Behind curtain number one.
Yeah, that's
your
like
dream car.
Yeah. I'll say, well, 35 then shit. Well, let me tell you other things. There looks like there may be a control panel, like after you entered. Where they could work lights and like maybe the curtain and everything else. You spot that there, and there's definitely something behind the curtain.
Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna open the curtain, turn on the lights, or turn on the lights, open the curtain? What's the pattern
queen?
Here?
I'm going to go to the side of the curtain. We'll fan out towards the front, facing the stage.
Hide behind a couple pews.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe like two rows back in the pews.
Sure.
But, like facing.
All
right. Right on. And
pistols
then
on.
You give the signal and
I hit the button. Curtain open, lights up.
Yeah, the lights come on. And there's like a couple spotlights aimed here towards the center of the stage. You hit another button and the curtain starts to slide open. And I'm going to show you what's revealed.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a Slurm Queen. I bet. It makes sense.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck. What is this?
Briggs, it is the Slurm Queen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Oh, guys.
Oh, I throw up again. That was in my mouth.
If you can, start to all describe what we're
it
seeing.
It looks like a giant earthworm with chunks missing out of it, and there's a tentacle coming out of one end, and there's spikes. The tentacle's out of both ends, and there's spikes on the ends, and there's just...
And it looks like it's...
It looks like it's on a table that's being carved up. So I see a butcher knife, and it looks like chunks of it have been carved away.
And it's spitting some kind of that weird web tenderly shit out of its mouth. Like, you ever see those... Like those sea worms, like you poke them, and it's like the
sea cucumber.
Yeah, those
very much,
so very much like that.
Definitely still moving.
Oh yeah,
I was about to ask. Is it
so? As the curtain opens, it's undulating, and it seems to be in a lot of pain, and it seems to know that you're there and that you're watching because those little tenderly things at the ends, they start to move in your direction like eyes. They're like black marbles, kind of like large eyes that just sort of move out into the audience, looking at you. And
I'm so mad at you guys for creating that.
I think everybody needs to give a cool roll. 12.
13.
Mm-hmm.
9.
14.
Ghost.
Adam passes out.
Wow, okay.
Say, guys, this stage, all the lights, would be a perfect concert venue for the Goomin Group. What do you say? Let's get the band back together.
That sounds amazing.
You're a little shook, but you're confident enough to say that. Wall, you're not feeling quite as confident. Josh, you're like, I'm glad Nina said something. It's like, I'm glad I'm not quite as afraid. And Pool, you're kind of like, I think Briggs just passed out, so we're down a person, so I don't feel good about this at all. So this is kind of the tone of what's happening. A door in the backstage will open, and I'll say like two people come in. One's a like older woman, and she's carrying a large tray, and she's got like a large apron on, and she comes in, and the guy who's following her is a skinny guy. He's got a couple knives that he's sharpening, and they look up and they see that the lights are on, and all this is happening. And they just go, "Oh, well, y'all didn't have to come in here. You could have waited outside. We're about to bring out some more, so." If you want to go ahead and just meet us outside, we'll cut up some more meat and we'll bring it out in a jiffy and we'll put it on the grill and we'll all be fine and dandy.
I'm back at like the control booth, right?
Yeah.
I've got a microphone.
Give me a ghost eye.
I was just always like, I'm back at the control booth, right? I shut the curtains.
I'll say sure. Yeah, there's a microphone.
I'm going to ask you to not do that.
They don't understand why you're being weird.
Oh, there's too much food out there at the moment.
Oh, there's never too much barbecue.
Between clenched teeth, I say, I was talking about slime, guys. Slime. Slime the whole place.
You have the slime blower. I don't.
Do I have the only slime blower?
No, I do too. But you're less creeped out than I am.
Yeah. I will say another thing to mention is the all that like white webbing patterns all over. They're all over the floor. They're all over the walls. And they lead up to each of the ends, sort of like a sphincter, and it just goes right in. So it's like a big marionette show out here happening.
Yeah, I'm going to fire my slime blower at one of those.
Go for it. Even if you're going to roll, I'll deal with both of your rolls at the same time.
Okay, so slime blower better than grenade, I guess.
24 and a ghost.
17.
So pulls, he opens the hose, covering one end, and it's kind of flapping around like it doesn't like it. It seems that it's also tied down to these tables, like by belts and by bungee cords and like whatever they had lying around. It does not like it, and it's not having a good time. And it, you know, doesn't seem to even be enjoying the fact that it was even cut up in the first place. And it lets out these weird screech sounds and everything. And strange enough, you have a feeling, like, in your head, like it's speaking to you somehow, that just says,
"No, go ahead, eat."
It's actually quite common. It's like,
"No, eat, it's good for you."
Despite the fact that this thing is flipping around and it's all freaking out, it would almost be pathetic if it wasn't so horrifying. But with the ghost eye, the people that are there, they're kind of shocked. They don't understand, and they're going to flee. And you're going to see a lot of the centerpiece of this worm is really cut up, and it's going to be struggling so hard against the fact that both of you were hitting it from slime blowers on both ends, it's going to even pull itself apart to try to get away. And they're going to, both ends are slithering and like shaking against the table, and it's all going to start come rumbling. And
so like a worm when you cut it in half.
Yeah, it's so badly.
So gross. Like, well, oh my God.
You gotta do something.
I shot at it. Someone else do something.
All right, since you guys took your two turns, we're going to go into combat, okay. And it's gonna do a thing now.
I almost prefer the fire spiders over this.
Oh, no.
I love when you say that.
That's holy shit.
What the hell?
It just makes us feel so much better.
That's 51.
So while it's pulling itself apart and it's shaking on the tables and everything, the front pews are going to come flying up and spiraling back. They're doing barrel rolls backwards up the paths towards everybody. So everyone who's not unconscious needs to give me a moves roll if they want to dodge these pews.
Nice. Duck behind the control panel.
Yeah.
17.
14 and a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
23.
And Pool?
41.
Wow, okay. Wow. So Pool is like Neo in the Matrix. Just like, nope, see this coming, whoom, you're down, and it just goes sailing over you, and you stand right back up. You're ready to go. You didn't miss a beat. You're still unloading on the hose.
Nice.
With Nina, I'll say you had to stop with the hose for a second in order to dodge this thing, but you do successfully dodge it. It goes over your head. With LaForge, I'll say you dodge it, but you're pretty much ready to take an action. Mm-hmm. But with Wall, he's way in the back, and you rolled a ghost eye. I'll say you kind of just instinctively like, ugh, I kind of lean back. It doesn't go all the way back to like where it'd be a danger to you, but you notice that after that gets thrown back, you start to feel like an electricity in the air, and you see like some of the lights flickering back here, and the power is changing, and it looks like there might be some fans and like maybe some dangling lights that kind of almost like magnets are just sort of like lean towards the stage. There's some crazy psychokinetic energy happening in here, and it's just been cranked up to 11.
That's not good. Guys, eyes up, look for fallen objects.
Oh good.
Now Briggs, you're starting to wake up.
Oh good.
Yeah.
I want a boson dart.
Mm-hmm.
16.
The boson dart goes sailing over all the pews, hits its target, and it squeals a little bit, but you just had it break free. The belts and bungees that were holding it down, they're just gone. And now this thing is flopping around like a fish on dry land.
Oh, this makes me so hungry. Every part of this is so appetizing.
Nina?
What do I don't know.
Well, you're ready to hose it again if you want.
Sure.
You ducked under the pew, you stood back up, and you are hosing it again just after you saw where the boson hit. You're like, I'm going to just cover that one. Because now it's loose, it's sort of flopping around, it falls off the table, and it's like rolling around on the stage, and you're covering it, making a terrible mess, and it's making a terrible noise, and it's going to be on to Pool.
I'm going to continue to slime it.
Okay, it's another really good solid hit on the opposite one. It's still a little bit tied down to this table, but
that's
flopping.
Why I'm sliming that.
Yeah, it's just like completely flopping around, tied down on a thing. It's terrible. It's terrible. Onto Wall.
I guess I want to get a little bit closer, so I'm not super far out of range.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the boson dart free that wasn't really inspiring confidence in me, so I'm going to hit just a standard proton stream.
Sure. If you're running up, I'll say like you're about halfway there, and you can fire. Yeah, I'd say you can get a pretty good hit on that. But now it is its turn. Oh, have a ghost die. It's going to try to slither away, like come off of the stage. It's moving towards the stage, and you're going to start to hear the sounds of an angry mob outside.
Oh, no.
And for the other one, Pool, because you had the grossy stuff that was in you that you puked up, give me a cool roll.
14.
You start to hear a loud clacking or clicking noise in your head, and you find your joints freezing up, and you're letting go of the trigger of the hose, because if you were to keep blowing the slime, you feel like your head would explode.
Shit. That sounds awful. Okay. So I say, guys, can't move.
And if anyone looks at him, you're going to see a little bit of blood coming out of his nose.
Noted.
Briggs, I'll say you're waking up, you're groggy, but you're not really sure what's going on. You look around, you're seeing crazy shit is happening.
I'm going to immediately, I guess, just bows on the one that's flooping the boot.
Sure, go for it. Ghost die again.
15 and a ghost.
You fire a boson, sails through, hits this thing, it lets out a screech. But with the ghost eye, I'm going to say that as it sort of recoils in pain, everyone starts to hear this like loud clicking noise. And almost like gravity just got reversed. It's up to the ceiling, and it's going to be slithering out on the ceiling, trying to leave via the ceiling.
Oh, that's great.
I hate this Lovecraftian shit. God damn.
On to LaForge.
The play is the tragedy man. All right, I will run over to Pool, and I'm going to try to yank the slime blower out of his hand, the nozzle, and just keep on hitting his
right
target.
On. Give me the moves.
10. I'm just trying to hit his target, but get it so that I can do what he can.
No problem. And the one that's still tied down, it is getting really weak now. It's not flopping around nearly as much as before.
Okay. Say, thanks, Charles.
And on to Nina. You got one on the ceiling that's trying to get away, and you got the one that's tied down that looks like it's almost down for the count.
Slime works.
I mean the one on the ceiling, so I had a proton pack, but...
You want to tether it to the ceiling so it can't move? Or, like, net it to the ceiling so it can't move?
Yeah.
What did you roll?
8 and a ghost.
You shoot a slime net, it goes up, and it sticks it to the ceiling, but it's just going to start freaking out, and it will shake loose some of these tiles, and it's just going to fall down in a heap. As it falls to the ground, lands in between some pews, and it's freaking out, and there's ceiling tile insulation and shit falling all over the place. It's just a gross mess. Pool's kind of frozen. Pool, if you want to give me muscles to try and see if you can move.
19.
Especially since LaForge took it out of your hands, you're good to move now. And breathing some relief now, finally. But you're back to yourself.
Okay.
Cool. On to wall.
Well, this heaping mess of ceiling tile and worm in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hit with a little proton scream. 24.
Yeah, this is dead on hit, and as you hit it, it squeals, and it just melts. Melts into a puddle onto the floor, steam coming up and everything. It's really gross. It probably smells really bad. Oh. This one is done. That one's down. Out. All right, I'll say you hear that loud clicking noise happening again, and outside you hear people start to scream in agony. It's no longer an angry mob. Now it's like everyone's in a lot of pain outside.
Good.
Cool. This is only going to get
worse
for them.
They made me eat this shit.
Briggs, up to you.
Well, I'm gonna shoost it.
Standard beam is really all you can do right now, because you did a boson before.
12.
Josh has been pouring on the slime. You're hitting it with a proton stream. It's just going to finally like give a last loud, like long shudder, like it's just out of control, and then just drips down. It's droopy, and it slowly starts to deflate and melt and turn into goop, and steamy stuff is rising up out of it. You start to notice there's a little bit of materia in it glowing. This is solid pink like a rock like before.
All right.
And it's not the early goopy stuff like Gak. This is like the real deal.
Well, I guess I'm going to approach the stage since it seems to be my job.
You're back there the whole time. All right, everyone, now the danger's out of the way. Step aside.
All right. I guess I'm going to nod to LaForge and Briggs. Whenever you're ready, I'll pick it up. Let's ice this thing.
Who has the trap?
Have a trap.
Wall has the trap.
Okay, so, yeah.
All right, I roll out the trap,
mm-hmm.
and I pick up the materia.
Yep, as per usual, a formless spirit pops out. The trap is open, good to go. Let's see what you guys can do.
15.
18.
Perfect. You guys get it, pull it into the trap, sealed, shut, good to go.
Done deal.
And it is awfully quiet outside.
Oh.
Let's go check to see how many brains exploded.
We just killed Cassidy.
As you open the doors to the church and step outside, you see everyone sort of passed out on the grounds outside. Some of them were carrying clubs and stuff like that, and just to be like an angry mob. But now that this Druden has been destroyed and you still got these diamonds on you, you can see clearly that the stuff is peeled off of their faces, and you can see that it was dangling from trees, like across power lines. Like everybody was connected like a giant marionette show. But it's all falling apart. It's all dripping down, falling to the ground, dissolving.
Just everyone, just move, just leave, burn the town down, just go somewhere else.
So I guess I kind of want to hightail it to the hotel.
Right on, yeah. If you get it back to the hotel, you go up to the room. Rosa's still there, looking like normal.
I heard a lot of screaming. Is everything okay?
It's all over. The monster's dead. Everybody's been saved, but it's pretty gross out. Where'd you last see your mother?
Across the street. We were standing outside the post office.
I guess we'll go help her find her.
Yeah. Okay. If you go outside, people are starting to come too, but it's a really slow process. This is going to take a while. But when they do finally get up, they're like, okay, like physically, but they're all just like, I could see it. I'm sorry. Like they're so freaked out and sad and sorry that this happened. Like
they're
I could
conscious.
See it. Yeah. I could see it and I couldn't do it. I was screaming and it wouldn't let me do anything. I'm sorry. And similar stories from everyone that seems to be coming up.
Well, that's a lifetime of therapy for all these people. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Virgil was not infected all the way.
No, he was infected.
Oh, was he?
The rednecks weren't. Yeah. The rednecks weren't infected all the way.
Okay.
So then I guess it wasn't me.
It was like all over his face.
Okay. Yeah. So
you guys want to drop this shit off at the containment unit?
Picking up or dropping off?
Yeah. How's the
the
trap handling the druid?
Like everything else? It's not long. You got minutes.
Okay. I'm going to
Astrovan.
Astrovan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
run it down.
You can put it in the mobile containment unit just fine. I will say that if you check on the one in the Ecto-1, it's holding, but the power is going. You got to do something with this.
Time to go. We got to go now.
Firehouse.
We need
to get these in the grid.
There. What about Rosa?
While you're out there, I'll say that everyone's waking up and they're finding each other and everything. And you'll see that Rosa's going to be reunited with her mother. She's going to come running up crying, you know, and everything. And she's hugging her. But Rosa's kind of like, she's seen some shit. So, you know, she's
kind of hold the stone up towards her and just kind of mouth, can I keep this?
She's going to like let her mom go for a second. She's going to like, she needs to talk to you guys. So like, as you guys are loading up, getting ready to get out of here, she's going to run up.
Here, take as many of these as you need.
So she gives you, it's like everyone's got like two of them.
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool.
In the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
We can never thank you enough, but I can try to read your future if you'd like.
Yes. Yes, you know I absolutely would. Sure. You know what? Before any of this, I would have said no, but...
I sit there and I point at the Ecto-1. I go, power issue. Let's go. Go now.
Future.
She's going to tell us it's going to blow up if we stay here.
He's like, I could read the future too.
Pulls the clothes. She said, sure. So yeah. She's going to grab your hand and she's going to look at it.
I see a house on fire. Darkness. Hurt, pain, a monster, and a lake? Sorry, I guess I'm just really new at this. But I've got an idea.
So she's going to like reach in. She's got like a little pocket. She's got a little
Boson can. No.
Where did you get this?
Plans for a boson cannon. So she reaches in her pocket. She pulls out this little book.
This book helped me figure out which stones to use, and I think it could help you in some way.
What is that, Paul?
It is a pocket guide to crystals and gemstones.
they're minerals, Marie. Jesus Christ.
But she's going to hand you this thing.
Here, take this too. Something about this will help you decide what to do.
Oh.
It's a little leather-bound book. Sweet.
It's
got a pentagram on the cover. It's two pentagrams inside of each other and looks blank.
Well, no trick. I mean, it's empty.
Oh, okay. It is empty. Mm-hmm. All right. Just making sure.
And on the way back, if you're looking through the little book, I'll say that you noticed that the diamonds that she gave you appear to be, according to the guide, Herkimer diamonds.
Herkimer diamond is a double terminated clear quartz, which is used to enhance dreams and meditation, increase psychic senses, clarity, creativity, inner vision, healing, and protection. And it is for your crown chakra.
And out of character, it helps make some great vodka.
Really?
Ah.
Crystal Skull vodka?
So it do.
Crystal Head vodka, yes.
Are we driving back? Because I feel like we should be driving back.
Yep,
right
you
now.
Are driving yeah. back. Yeah. Full on. Are you going full on with the lights?
Yes, full
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we're in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. I'll say even Wall, because it was Wall last time. You get a phone call from me.
I answer again.
I say,
what's going on? I've been trying to reach you. Why haven't you answered my calls? Are you okay?
Yes. Yeah. We just had to break up a big party at Casadega, but we're all right. We're on our way back with another Druden.
Oh, thank goodness. But just try to keep me updated next time, because I haven't heard from you since you went into town.
Weird. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll explain everything when we get there.
Okay, see you soon. We'll be ready.
After you hang up with me, you realize you don't really remember actually talking to me. Remember when I was like, oh, take some time, relax, do whatever, eat the food, be, you know, just chill out. You've had a long night.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't actually, as Doug, I didn't speak in character. I was just like, so I tell you that, and then you're done.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Joshua's court of honor, just like, was that really him? Because that's most conversations with me on the phone is me just saying what I'm saying. But that was how I was like, oh, no. So then I tell you that, and then you already know that. You're like, oh, shit, okay.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, concerns before we call it for the night?
I just want to get to the containment unit.
Long, gross session.
Ugh. All right, well then, everyone's headed back to Orlando with two mobile containment units full and emptying by the minute.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we'll pick it up next time.
Thanks for listening to Ghostbusters Resurrection. If you found our services satisfactory, please consider telling a friend, or you can rate and review us on iTunes.
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other Nerdy Show programs alive. If you value our world-class ghost removal services, please consider supporting the Nerdy Show Network on Patreon.
Even $1 will get you access to exclusive bonus GBR content, like early episode releases, outtakes, and behind-the-scenes discussions. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow.
If you'd like to run your own Ghostbusters role-playing game, franchise opportunities are available now. Head over to gbrpg.com for more information.
For further inquiries, you can reach out to the Central Florida Ghostbusters on Twitter at GBResurrection, as well as Facebook and Tumblr.
And if you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, you can leave us a voicemail at 321-209-2020.
We're ready to believe you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I was taking a dump, and then I swear to God, there was my toilet haunted because I was pooping, and then right after the poop came out, I felt like paranormal activity in my anus.
Hey guys, this is Joe from the Atlanta franchise. I don't know if you guys saw or have had any issues with this, but I downloaded the plans off the FTP server from the New York group to build that dark matter generator, and it's been doing a lot of, it feels weird, it's tingly when I wear it, and when I use it for extended periods of time, it seems to cause some discoloration of the skin on my back. Do you guys use any kind of special shielding with that thing? Because that was not in any of the plans. and I'm kind of worried that the tachyon particles are messing up my DNA or something. I don't really know that much. My degree was in fine arts, so yeah, get back to me if you can. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.